Hello, I am Cody Ellingham, and this is the Transformation of Value podcast. This show is brought to you by Swarbricks, the first law firm in New Zealand to accept Bitcoin for legal services. The Swarbricks team are Bitcoiners, and they are knowledgeable about the legal aspects of Bitcoin in New Zealand, as well as general legal advice. Swarbricks offers a 20% discount for services paid in Bitcoin. Find out more at swarbricks.co.nz/Bitcoin. Now, in today's episode, I talk with Jimmy Jabali of Swiss Bitcoin Pay, an app for easily accepting Bitcoin payments at point of sale. This is an important area of development, and unfortunately, there are still not that many solutions out there for making accepting Bitcoin as a business easy. Swiss Bitcoin Pay seeks to fix this with a simple interface that is suitable for shops, restaurants, or any kind of customer-facing business. Jimmy shares how the project came about and his vision for it, as well as the Bitcoin merchant situation in Switzerland, including the city of Lugano, which has over 300 merchants accepting Bitcoin already. Finally, if you want to learn about some of the Bitcoin payment solutions that are suitable for Kiwi businesses, check out the community project myself and a few others have created at acceptbitcoin.nz. I do hope you enjoy this episode. If you want to get in touch with me, please send an email to hello@thetransformationofvalue.com and I will get back to you. Otherwise, on to the show. I'm keen to catch up, Jimmy, and talk about Swiss Bitcoin Pay. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. When did it all start?
I think I started Swiss Bitcoin Pay around 1 year ago, in August last year. One year ago, because at that time I unfortunately lost my job, so I had a lot of time, and at that time Lightning on Bitcoin stuff was rising a lot, so I wanted to, as a developer, I wanted to build something. It was the right time.
So you are a developer. What were you doing before Swiss Bitcoin Pay?
I was a front-end developer at Turinsight, which is a startup company here in Lausanne, Switzerland. So I'm a developer focused on front-end. So which means the design on of mobile apps and websites.
I'm a designer as well, so I sort of appreciate the way things look, though I know that they also need to work on the back end. Having a nice front end that is just easy to work with is really important, and that really comes through in Swiss Bitcoin Pay. And I'm really interested. So you say it's been about a year, but how long have you had a product that has been available for people to use?
Since Christmas last year, less than 1 year.
Interesting. It seems like, you know, that point of sale approach has been really, you know, really important here. Like, what drove you to look at that in particular?
It's quite simple. I mean, Bitcoin exists since 2009. The name is a peer-to-peer electronic cash system. But 14 years later, we can pay nowhere in Bitcoin, right? So the first piece, the first building blocks that we're missing is Lightning to enable instant payments. And then the community have built many wallets that allow both to send and to receive, with many options, many possibilities, many nerdy, geeky stuff and option. But most people don't understand that. They don't want to understand that. And I was very frustrated that we can pay nowhere in Bitcoin. Yeah. So I wanted to build something that is really, really, really as simple as possible to be understood, but by normal people, non-Bitcoiners, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you've had a lot of feedback, but when someone told me about it and then we started talking about it in New Zealand, we have a project here really looking at merchant adoption and business adoption called Accept Bitcoin NZ. And prior to Swiss Bitcoin Pay, we were talking about using maybe Breeze that has a point of sale mode, or, you know, just using a Lightning wallet and, you know, just having that at the, you know, the front counter of a shop, for example, which kind of works if you've got just the owner of the shop. But if you, as soon as you have staff, you don't want them to have access to all of that. They just need to be able to receive.
Exactly.
And that was the big missing piece, right? And then we saw Swiss Bitcoin Pay, and then seeing how it works with the dashboard
and it connects through to your wallet and just the whole thing. I mean, I'm blown away, and I must admit we've been recommending it to everyone here because it just works and it gives that level of accountability. You can see the transactions, you can see that, you know, you can kind of audit each checkout or, you know, each person who's accepting payments and see, you know, how much has gone through that one, how much has gone through that one. So how did you approach doing like the research and the design and the UX for that? How did you do that?
When I really started the first weeks of research, I would say is just to think which trade-off I could make to make it on one side very easy and on one side non-custodial and non-KYC, which is very complex in Lightning. You cannot make something very simple on non-KYC because you need to manage Lightning nodes with Lightning channels and stuff like that. It's extremely complex. Even myself, I struggle sometimes to manage a node as a developer, so the restaurant owner cannot do that. So the first thing came to my mind is an app, custodial app that where you can receive in Lightning instantly and works as a POS. But then there is a batch at midnight every day that's sent to your hardware wallet or cold wallet, whatever, the Bitcoin on-chain, to remove my responsibility as soon as possible. This was the first concept that I had in my mind, and I think it was extremely cool, extremely powerful in some way. So I just developed research on around this core feature, I would say. And then there is some feedbacks from people, especially from Bridge to Bitcoin in UK, that give me the idea to put some custom name, device name, as you said, to know which person have received which payment. And then it's basically feedbacks from people and Bitcoiners.
Bridge to Bitcoin, did you say?
Yeah, Bridge to Bitcoin. It's a group in UK.
Yeah, because I talked to Simon, I believe, from that group, and talked about how they were approaching merchant adoption. And again, that project kind of inspired what we're doing in New Zealand around creating kind of a circular economy and kind of almost like marketing for companies that want to start accepting Bitcoin. And once they start accepting Bitcoin, you know, we can share their details and kind of promote them a little bit with Bitcoiners. And so it becomes this, you know, circular economy. So we took a lot of ideas from that. The challenge in New Zealand is that we don't currently have any providers that can transfer into fiat straight away. So it's mainly just hardcore Bitcoiners who are accepting at the moment because it's you know, there's no way to, you know, like a coin, I think Coin Corner does straight fiat conversion. And so the shop owner doesn't have to really think about Bitcoin stuff. In New Zealand currently, and this will change, I think, but currently they don't have the ability to do that very easily. So it's sort of, they have to hold all the Bitcoin basically.
Currently we have an exit to Euro and CHF, Swiss franc, but very soon, like in a few weeks, we will have many more currencies and maybe the currency of New Zealand. Probably.
Okay. Yeah.
I need to check the list, but maybe.
Yeah, well, that could be potentially. I know there are some people looking at that particular piece around Bitcoin to fiat in New Zealand and the regulatory framework here. But in terms of the Eurozone and the Swiss franc, how does that work? Is it quite easy? I mean, I'm not too over what's happening over your guys' way, but is it quite easy to get fiat out of Bitcoin? And also in terms of regulatory aspects, is there a lot of businesses accepting Bitcoin for payment?
There is not much in Switzerland, unfortunately. Maybe because also the solution were not that simple. And you know, in Switzerland, we have quite a strong currency, the Swiss franc. I don't know, people don't mind a lot. We had a little inflation of like 2%, 3%, which is quite low compared to other countries. Your question was about it's quite easy actually for merchants. They just download the app and they just give IBAN. And on a big Swift and stuff like that, and that's all. And every day, the Bitcoin will be sold via our partner BT, which is a Swiss regulated company that will make the change and send directly the fiat to the merchant bank account. In terms of regulatory, there is a good thing in Switzerland, which is the non-KYC thing below 1,000 CHF per day. So if you receive less than 1,000 CHF, you don't even need to send documents or do any KYC, which makes the onboarding extremely simple.
Yeah.
Both if you want to receive in Bitcoin or fiat.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I think from what we've found talking to merchants, they're not sort of super worried about KYC because they already have to fill out, you know, a lot of paperwork for, you know, visa acceptance. And if we have something called FPOS, which is sort of a little bit like a visa, but you swipe it for taking money straight from your bank account. And so there's things like that in New Zealand, which businesses are used to dealing with. But still, it's I think a lot of reluctance here. And so I'm curious because there's a lot of talk about Lugano in Switzerland as a Bitcoin city. Is that right? Sort of a lot of merchants accepting?
Yeah, around the 300, as I know, which is quite big. It's a quite small city, so it's quite good. I think it's Tether that have spent a lot of money, a lot of business. Yeah, they have injected a lot of money there, so they have developed something quite big actually.
So are you saying Tether was behind a lot of that push for Lugano? Because that's on the border with Italy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on the south, in the bottom of Italy, yeah.
I'd be curious, like, sort of the general perceptions, though, in Switzerland, because, I mean, it's quite an advanced economy. I mean, are there open discussions with people around the role of Bitcoin? Like, are people reluctant? Is there an open mind to thinking about it?
There is some politicals that's, at least there are, most of them are not against Bitcoin because I think they quite get that they cannot ban Bitcoin. They don't have the power for that. And even some of them are like really pro Bitcoin, which is quite a cool thing. And in some canton, in some province, you can pay your tax in Bitcoin directly to the government. And there is some some government services you can pay in Bitcoin. So this is quite cool actually. I think it's quite unique, and it showed that it's going the right direction. I would say hopefully we can pay everywhere in Bitcoin.
Yeah,
in the future.
Yeah, that's interesting. Being able to pay your taxes in Bitcoin. So is there infrastructure around that? So the Swiss government, the Canton government is. Got like a BTC pay server or something, or how's it work?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I don't know because it's only in specific cantons. I think in Zug, canton of Zug, and canton of Ticino, Lugano, you can pay your tax. I'm not sure how they did. And I see some statistics actually that did that a few years ago, but like 1 or 2 people use it.
I certainly wouldn't. Yeah, I'd rather you pay my taxes in fiat, actually, and get rid of it. But that's interesting. And I'm just curious as well, Jimmy, like, what's the relationship between, you know, obviously you've got Switzerland and then the rest of the Eurozone. You've got Italy, France, you know, different countries right on the border. In terms of what's coming out in terms of the CBDC and these kind of European Central Bank discussions, it's for me in New Zealand it's very far away. I don't see, you know, I'm not on the ground, but is there a discussion about that? Is it a political topic that's, you know, in the media? Is it something people are interested in discussing about the future of the euro?
Most Bitcoiners, of course, they hate CBDC, French Bitcoiners especially. But the general population, I mean, they don't know, they don't care, they don't understand, they trust the central bank and they will maybe probably use the CBDC. So this is our role as Bitcoiners to educate them what is CBDC and what is Bitcoin, and they will make the choice. But we also need to build a solution like Swiss Bitcoin Pay, hopefully, that will enable merchants to receive Bitcoin instead of CBDCs. But in Switzerland specifically, we don't have topics about CBDCs or digital currency or stuff like that. And something interesting actually here is there is an initiative. You know, in Switzerland, we vote on a lot of topics, and there is an initiative that has launched or will launch soon to always keep the cash payment possible for everyone. So even if there is CBDCs, you will always have the possibility to pay in cash. So this will be put in the constitution of the country, which is quite the totally opposite direction of the euro, the euro CBDCs.
Yeah, my impression, I've never been to Switzerland, but talking to friends who grew up around in Switzerland or on the border with in France or other parts of Europe, my impression was that there's a sense of self-sovereignty within Switzerland, and in terms of the currency, that's quite clear. You've got your own Swiss franc, and it's sort of somewhat separate from the euro. What does that relationship look like, though? Do you think other countries look at that as this, or at least Bitcoiners in other countries look at that and see, you know, this kind of privacy focus that you have in Switzerland, the focus on cash, you know, maintaining cash? Do you think there's a bit of an exchange there of values where people think, man, why can't we be a bit more like that? Or I don't know, how does that dynamic work in Europe?
I guess most people in France, for example, they of course they see Swiss as a they focus more the privacy and stuff like that. But again, the education in for most people, they don't get it or they don't see the advantage. I have nothing to hide, so I can show it. There is a stuff like that, so it's they understand it's better, but they are not sure maybe of they think it's not that bad maybe in yeah, France, for example.
Yeah. No, that's all good. I'm it is interesting. I think we're in very different positions. I think New Zealand is similar, where things kind of work and there's a lot of trust in institutions. You know, the government is seen as sort of benign and it's kind of okay. But certainly when you talk to people who've been in countries that have experienced more inflation or more corruption or more issues, people are a lot more skeptical. And I wonder whether within the Eurozone more broadly over the coming years, we're going to see these kind of emerging in these different areas that start being unhappy with what's going on with the euro and that. So, I mean, sorry, that's a little bit separate to what you're doing, but I am interested in the bigger piece where this came from. But with Swiss Bitcoin Pay, what's your uptake been like? Have you seen, I'm not sure if you have, you know, insight into where it's being used, but have you found that people are enjoying it, different countries are starting to use it and that sort of thing?
Yeah, they use it in, there is merchants using it in 12 countries or 13, I forgot, around 50 merchants already use it. So this is quite big for a solo project because I'm
oh, really?
Alone behind this project. So yeah, this is quite cool. And they are quite happy. They give interesting feedbacks, very interesting feedbacks, which give me very great ideas. The only missing thing is time, I would say. But yeah, I'm very excited with what I'm building, and people are also excited. So
I'm not sure if you can answer this question, but have you been approached in terms of having support for the project or in terms of, say, investment and that sort of thing? Is that something you can talk about in terms of how you see growing the project?
Yeah, I've been approached a few times. I have to say I prefer to grow slowly, I would say, by myself, to keep control on the project. I have a vision on this, and I prefer to build that by myself slowly. But yeah, of course, maybe in 5 years or 10 years, the team need to grow, and I cannot keep this project alone for a very long time. But for that moment, there is no investors, and I prefer to keep it to go straight by myself.
Well, it's a very classic Bitcoin approach. It's a low time mm-hmm. preference, and I must say there are some really great examples of projects that have been successful like that. For example, I was surprised to learn that Sparrow Wallet is, I think, a solo developer. Craig Rohr is, you know, the best Bitcoin wallet out there, and it's one guy.
Yeah.
I think that approach, that sort of build it slowly but steady, is really powerful, and I commend you on that. And is this project, you mentioned you've started this business, is that your full-time focus at the moment, or?
No, unfortunately, no, because it don't pay the bills yet. so it's my part-time project, but I guess it will take more of my time over the next months, years. But yeah, I have a side job.
I understand as well. Absolutely. I have a few things going, but it's kind of exciting because you can bring different pieces of your life together and work on these projects. But it seems like mm-hmm. it is early days, and you're beginning this journey. But as I said, it really felt like there was a need for this thing, and now you've gone and done it. And I was commenting, talking to another friend who runs some Bitcoin meetups in New Zealand, and they are looking to use Swiss Bitcoin Pay actually at the meetups. They sell the Bitcoin magazine at the meetups, and they wanted to have a point of sale, so they're going to use Swiss Bitcoin Pay for that. And we were just saying, like, it's like we're building out the infrastructure, you know, we're building out what we need as more and more people want to use Bitcoin. And so it's exciting, you know, because there are still some areas where things, where we're missing things, you know?
Yeah, there is a lot of piece missing. Like, for example, for the custody of your seed phrase, how would you do multi-seed, you cut your phrase in four or three parts. And there's a lot of stuff on that. But just in general, the education about what is money, what is Bitcoin, there is still so much misconception about Bitcoin, the environment, terrorism, and stuff like that. So really, education is the key. We need to give more visibility to Bitcoin, like what they do in Lugano, Amsterdam, Prague, and like conference mm-hmm. like that. And to show it works. I mean, you can use it, and where you can, it is useful mm-hmm. for something. Because most people still think it's also just speculation, earn money, get rich, stuff like that. But we need to see it can be used.
Yeah, just coming back to your situation in Switzerland. So mm-hmm. where you're based at Lausanne.
Lausanne. Yeah.
In terms of just everyday, you talk about maintaining cash, but in Switzerland, is there a lot of cash payments still, or is it mostly card, just for most people?
I think more than 50% still people pay in with card. It's more convenient. But the cash is really appreciated here, I would say, especially for farmers market. I don't know if you have that in New Zealand. Usually they only accept cash. And yeah, the cash are usually quite appreciated. If you give cash to a merchant, they will sometimes say, thank you very much. You pay with cash instead of card. So
it's interesting you say that, because we've identified that farmers markets are one of these things that are just really powerful, kind of really at the core of human relationships, like buying food from a local farmer, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the challenges is that in New Zealand we've got this really hideous system where do you know PayWave, or like contactless payment, you would have seen, like Visa mm-hmm. and that. In New Zealand, if you do that often, you have like a fee of like maybe 30 cents or 50 cents to be able to just tap and go instead of swipe, which is ridiculous. And I think the law might be changing, but if you accidentally like tap it instead of swipe it, it's going to add extra 50 cents to the transaction. And Yeah, it's really bad because we're kind of island, you know, so far away from everything. I don't know. We just don't know that it's bad. And then the actual machines for the payment, it's quite expensive, you know, because you have to rent the machine for the card payment from the banks and a lot, you know, it's a lot of overhead. And so I try to pay cash whenever I go to the farmer's market. And, you know, I say, oh, you know, keep the change. Because, you know, I appreciate that they come in the first thing in the, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning, they bring the truck into town and they set up the farmer's market and they're selling the food. Like, it's like, thank you. But being able to accept Bitcoin just on their phone, or, you know, being able to really easily accept payments without having to have any hideous fees, it just seems like that's a really valuable use case.
Yeah, definitely. We still need to understand. I approached some merchants here. I'm not very good salesperson. I'm a developer. I speak better to machines than to human. But when I try to talk to a human, most of them, they told me, Bitcoin, don't talk about me, don't talk about that. The reception is quite negative most of the time. But I think farmers are, if they really understand Bitcoin, they would love it.
One thing I have noticed, maybe shops and, you know, other merchants don't quite get it, but farmers really do seem to understand the basics because they're so connected to the real world. You know, like you kind of fiat money and banks and stuff, they live in this kind of abstract place, but farmers, they understand you got to put in the proof of work. You can't grow the food without putting in the proof of work. And they understand that, I think, some of the fundamentals of scarcity and, you know, these kinds of things.
Yeah, but I'm not so sure because Bitcoin is both, as you said, fundamentals, values, like proof of work, but at the same time, it's blockchain, a cloud, internet, cryptography. So it's a mix of a lot of things that are really hard to get here.
though the underlying aspect of the scarcity and the proof of work, I think the technical stuff aside, I think they can, you know, if you start talking about gold, they understand, okay, scarcity, gold. Yes. And I imagine Swiss people are pretty aware of gold. But then the technical stuff can sit on top of that. But it still is hard because it's kind of like, well, now what? Bitcoin's cool, but how do I use it for my business? How do I accept it? And getting that critical mass, because if people aren't asking to pay in Bitcoin and the merchants aren't wanting to accept Bitcoin, it's sort of hard to get the match going. Have you got any thoughts, like, you know, looking at growth strategies here? And again, you said you are long-term focused, but this is a really good product. And I think, you know, how does it get into the hands of more people? Is there some sort of like network effect, or is there some way to approach rolling out these kind of systems to, say, farmers markets or looking at what happened in Lugano? Like, I don't know, because if you only have one merchant in the farmers market accepting Bitcoin, is that effective? Is it better to get everyone accepting it and then it becomes a destination? Like, I don't know. Do you have any thoughts around how that might work?
I'm not sure. I think people have a very, very different opinion on Bitcoin. Some will think, wow, he's very good, smart, in the future, he sees the future. I will talk to him, I'm curious. And then some will say, I don't know, I don't like him. He's he speculates and he's a bad guy. People have very different ideas, I think. And how to grow that, I have a chance to, well, everyone have a chance to have a good Bitcoin community. So there is Découvre Bitcoin in France, which has made the promotion of Swiss Bitcoin Pay. There is Bridge to Bitcoin in UK. So there is a lot of Bitcoiners and Bitcoin communities that take Swiss Bitcoin Pay, use it, understand it, and then they will onboard their local community, their local city, their local place. So the growth is like that, like pretty decentralized, which is quite cool.
Well, and that's exactly what's happened, like here in New Zealand. I mean, it's our go-to recommendation. I honestly show it to everyone. I'm like, this is just fucking amazing. Like, and I'm sorry, it's like, I don't know, it's such a small change though, because, you know, you could just use a Phoenix wallet or a wallet of Satoshi or something, but it's a little difference. I was saying it, what you have done, Jimmy, is in the old world, you know, you'd have to go to the banks and the Visa and bow down and say, please, can I have permission to innovate on your network? But what you've done is you've created this thing, and it's like you just sign up with an email and you're in. And it's like, I think of it, it's like a portal, because it's when you're through, for Lightning at least, you're through the Bitcoin, Swiss Bitcoin Pay, you accept the Lightning payment, and then you're just forwarding it, you sort of push it straight through into my wallet. And it's just amazing, like, how that works, because anyone can innovate on these sort of, these kind of gateways for accepting payment. And then and you see other stuff happening, like the Albi, you know, in the browser, the Albi app, mm-hmm. and just different things. And it's like open innovation on the payments, which just isn't possible in fiat world.
Yeah, thanks to Lightning, thanks to open source, thanks to all of that, and standard and protocol, so you can connect everything to everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which is absolutely amazing. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Have you got a bit of a Bitcoin community where you're based?
Yeah, I went to Bitcoin Lausanne. There is a monthly meetup there. There is a presentation about various topics around Bitcoin, which is quite cool. Neuchâtel also, which is quite a big place also in Switzerland, where there's a lot of Bitcoiners and Bitcoin stuff happening. Mm. Mostly those two places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's exciting. And so you've got this long-term growth strategy. You know, you said you got, what, 14 countries, maybe 50 merchants at the moment, which I think is cool. You know, you've got people using this every day. Certainly I've got a couple of people that I'm talking to about it. And this kind of strategy and the story is being, in a very decentralized way, is being shared. And it's good for you as well, because it means you can focus on the product. You know, you're not having to do all of this stuff. And what is your vision for the future that you can share, like, as you grow? Like, where do you want to see it going? Do you have any major things that you really want to bring into the product?
You said it is quite simple to use, but I still think it's really complex. So I'm working now on a very big improvements of the app to make the onboarding even much more simple. And also, major advancement is the app will be open source, so you can fork, check the code of the app. And one of the core problem now with the current version of the app is when you want to receive in Bitcoin, you need to download another app to create a wallet on this old another app, copy this address, put it in SwissBitcoin Pay. SwissBitcoin Pay give you a message to sign. You need to give back here. I mean, people cannot do that. So basically, the SwissBitcoin Pay app will be able to generate you a seed phrase and a wallet, and it will sign automatically in the background. This is the major improvement that will arrive to simplify even more the onboarding.
So, sorry, just to clarify, did you say you're looking at open sourcing the project? Or you're looking
at the app. I will not open source everything, especially the backend. I think it will be keep closed source, but the app, the mobile app, will be open source. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's cool, because I was having a think about that. The mobile app, where you just, you know, you put in the number, you know, for, you know, point, the actual point of sale.
POS.
Yeah. The POS.
Yeah.
I think being able to port that over into different things, because I know a lot of retailers and you know, just they have their system already, and they can't have another thing in there. But if it was open source, then, you know, you could, maybe they could integrate it with their tablet app or something. Yeah,
you can already integrate it. There is an API. SwissBitcoin Pay has an API,
okay,
which is documented, and you can already implement it,
okay,
in any system, on the website, on a specific system for the supermarket, whatever.
Yeah.
It's already possible.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Yeah. And I think in terms of your feedback and how you're developing the project, like, if people do have ideas or thoughts, what's the best way for them to, like, share that with you? Like,
it depends on Telegram, by email, Twitter, whatever they find me.
Yeah.
Sometimes on LinkedIn, you can also find me there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends, different inputs.
Yeah, no, that's all good. I mean, we're just when I was demoing it to somebody, we were just talking about in New Zealand we have a consumption tax, GST, something like a VAT tax in Europe, and we're just thinking, oh, how would that work? How do we set that percentage and show it and that sort of thing? And that sort of, I know it's a little bit detailed, but stuff like that, we think, oh, I know it's early days, but being out, if we could provide feedback on how we're seeing it being used, that would certainly be cool to just share with you.
It's definitely planned. Also, there are some plugins for Shopify and Research Hub and stuff like that. Also, list item I can share with you. So, if you're a restaurant, you have the same items, Coca-Cola, burger, and stuff like that. And you will be able to program some items with a specific price. And on the mobile app, click, click, click. It will type the price and add the amount. This is quite simple, but at the same time, it takes time to develop, to test it. So,
And there's a lot of work, because I remember we did have a quick we had a look at what some of the point of sale options are, just normally in that. And there's a lot of these kind of free apps for like tablets and things, and they have a way of doing it. And it's sort of looking at the way that they create products and the way they show products, and just sort of making that easy and compatible with how a business wants to operate. But look, man, I fully appreciate that you're a one man band, and it is there's a lot of work to do. So, like, it takes its time, and I think focusing on the long term growth is important, because certainly it's got a really good brand, a really good experience so far, and compared to what we were trying to tell people to do before, just sign up, you set it up, and I think it currently still requires someone to kind of help the business. I don't think the business, unless they're a hardcore Bitcoiner, like if someone doesn't know anything about Bitcoin, it'd be a little bit difficult for them to do the whole thing themselves. But that's kind of okay, because it's, people like Bridge to Bitcoin or what we're doing in New Zealand, we can kind of help someone with that. But with the goal, I guess, longer term, being able to make it so that even a noob can come and set it up, would be, I think, a good aspiration.
So this is why I will make things even more simple. But then there is marketing and stuff like that, possibly. But it's another level of
Marketing, man.
cannot do everything.
Yeah, no, I think honestly, it's the way it's coming through now is great. Like, you don't, like, I mean, what is marketing? Word of mouth is the best marketing, So, look, man, I think you're doing a really good job, Jimmy. As I said, we really love it, and it's cool to hear your story. So, I won't hold you up from your evening. If people want to reach out to you, so you've got your website, swiss-bitcoin-pay.ch. Is there anywhere else you would like? Is there anywhere you'd like to send the listeners to learn more?
On Twitter, Swiss Bitcoin Pay, on my personal account, Jimmy underscore SBP. On Twitter, it's also Jimmy underscore SBP. You can find me on LinkedIn if you want, Jimmy Jabali. Or you type Swiss Bitcoin Pay, you will find me, because I'm the only employee on Swiss Bitcoin Pay.
You're the
And
CEO. Oh, man.
and where else? And by email, if you want, it's hello arrobas. How to say this symbol in English? Arrobas? At, yeah. Hello at Swiss Bitcoin Pay, the same as you said, Swiss dash Bitcoin dash pay dot ch. I can send an email and I can answer quickly.
Yeah, man, no, I think it's a great product, and I'm excited to see just as it evolves. And I think it's exactly what we need. But look, man, I won't hold you up. Thank you so much for your time, Jimmy. And yeah, let's keep in touch.
Yeah,
Cool,
sure.
man. All
Thank
right.
you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you for listening. I do hope you enjoyed the show. I am Cody Allingham, and that was the Transformation of Value. If you'd like to get in touch, please send me an email at hello@thetransformationofvalue.com, and I will get back to you.